Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Barbara Welchman being back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, in a couple of months, we'll celebrate her 17th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Next month. I know, yeah, that's right. But yeah, that's right, in March. And she keeps up with it too, folks. It's a big deal. Anyway, Barbara, as you know, is one of the leading experts on the planet on taxes, especially for small businesses. She wrote the books about this, folks. J.K. Lester's Guide to Small Business Taxes, and the 2015 edition is out right now. She's our good friend, Barbara Welchman. Welcome back to the show.
A pleasure.
And she's a tax attorney, too, by the way, folks, by education and by practice. Barbara, we got breaking news. Section 179, folks, is a big deal for small businesses. Barbara, tell us why and tell us about the breaking news.
The Section 179 deduction allows businesses to deduct the cost of equipment that they buy immediately rather than having to depreciate the cost over a number of years.
The only bonus is to accelerate the deduction, right? There's no extra money involved, no extra credits.
If you pay $100,000, you're only writing off $100,000.
Yeah, but instead of doing it over 3 years or 5 years, you do it today.
Exactly, yeah. And the good thing about that is you probably laid out the money now. So
right, and it may wear out before you depreciate it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So you get the write-off now. The problem has been the dollar limit each year. So in 2014, due to late legislation, we had a $500,000 cap.
Mm-hmm.
And for many small offices, what does this mean? Who cares? You're buying a tablet or a computer.
Right.
But for farms construction companies with
right.
heavy equipment,
yep.
this is very meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
These are small businesses that spend a lot of money on
And it makes
equipment.
A difference in whether they capitalize it or whether they lease it or whether they buy,
exactly.
whether they buy a used one
or
whatever.
Precisely. So this year, the dollar limit is set to be $25,000, which is considerably
yeah.
different
which
than
is, which $500. Is, which is what it was 20 years ago, almost.
Well, not quite 20, but certainly many years ago.
15, at least.
Yeah, many years ago. What happened yesterday was a bill was introduced in the House, and the Joint Committee of Taxation did a markup of it already. To make the $500,000 limit permanent and to index it for inflation
wow.
after 2015.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, that's
and
that's
we and,
really
and we got and we got the votes in both houses to get this done. Will the president sign it?
I don't know.
Is it gonna go over alone, or will it be bundled up in a bunch of gobbledygook that of other stuff he doesn't like?
Well, that's the problem. You see, they marked up maybe more than half a dozen different bills
yeah.
yesterday to make various things permanent, such as
R&D.
Two rules related to S corporations.
Yeah.
And a conservation easement and the transfer from IRAs to public charities by those 70 and a half and older. So there's a whole group of them, some of which I'm sure he would not oppose.
Right.
So I don't know. Who knows? Basically, if you look at what came out from State of the Union and budget, there's nothing there for small business.
Zero.
Zero, not a zero.
Zero. Zero.
Right.
That's right.
So
zero plus zero carry the zero.
Right, right. So maybe you could say, you know, he would okay it just
yeah.
because of that.
Why would he? I mean, there's no politics in it for him to oppose it. You know what I mean? It makes no sense. My concern is that it gets bundled up in something else.
They did say that this would not have any impact on overall comprehensive reform.
And
this
folks,
is standalone for 2015.
Let's remind you that this has become in my opinion, the poster child of Washington dysfunction because of the way they've handled the Section 179 renewal and the R&D renewal every year for almost as long as you and I have been talking about it.
Well, that's absolutely true. And the shame of it is that it's such an easy thing to just, just do it and let business get on
get
with
it off
doing
your,
what they
get
do.
Get it off your plate and don't worry about it anymore.
Exactly. And the reason why it's so important is because, as you pointed out, businesses have to plan. What are they going to do if they need new equipment? Or if they have this opportunity, maybe they're going to do it sooner rather than later,
right,
which certainly stimulates the economy. That was the whole reason why they raised the dollar limit in the first place.
Well, and it really helps you get a little bit more productive equipment, too, than you would have otherwise.
Well, that's the whole
idea.
It
really does help Main Street, folks, this Section 179. And it's not costing the government anything. It's all about timing is all it does. A quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.